it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in about an hour or so, I'm going to play my conversation for you guys with Patrick Mahomes. He and I got a chance to talk earlier today. We'll play that for you coming up at 3:15 right here on 96.5 The Fan. If you missed it, the Broncos have announced that they are building a new stadium. Here's the latest from Channel 9 News out in Denver.
Obviously, when it comes to these new stadiums we're seeing built across the country, we've seen a lot of them turn towards domes where they can hold concerts and other things throughout the winter. Any guess early on in this process what this new stadium might look like?
Yeah, they have said, the Broncos have said it will be retractable roof. You know, whether it's fully convertible or retractable like other stadiums, they haven't said yet. But it's still going to be natural grass. Greg Penner did not want AstroTurf. His players do not like AstroTurf. The less give on the AstroTurf, but it's going to be the type of open and closed stadium where they can still be able to grow natural grass. So it's going to be that. And one other thing I should say, no taxes here, no public funding. It will be privately funded by the Penners. They're going to, you know, it's going to be, I would think, upwards of $5 billion or so. And they're going to pay the whole freight. The city's going to pay for a lot of the road, the infrastructure as far as, you know, the access, the roads, the exit ramps, provide the, you know, the light rail, the public transportation and those kind of things. The state has sold the 58-acre parcel of Burnham Yard. Denver Water has sold its 25-acre plot to the Broncos for the use of this stadium. But no taxes, no public funds. Probably will have some PSLs, those private seat licenses, to help defray the cost. It's, you can call it a user tax. Only the season ticket holders will pay for it. You basically buy the license for the right to buy your seats.
This is actually one of the better deals that the public has gotten for a stadium. Now, I know that some of you have the belief that in no way should we, the taxpayers, help pay for these billion-dollar stadiums. But I think we also know that that's not realistic, and I'll give you some of the numbers on some of the more recent stadiums that have been built in the National Football League. The public is more than holding up their end of the bargain and paying their fair share. But if you were telling me in Denver that the public is not going to pay for the actual structure of it and the city is going to help pay for the public transportation to get you there and upkeep and those kind of things, I mean, that is a significantly better deal than most of these other franchises have given the public. For example, the Buffalo Bills, they have essentially went 50-50 on the cost. It was a $1.7 billion stadium. That stadium is going to open up next year. So this is the final year in the Bills' current stadium. And they just split the cost. The public is paying $850 million. The team is paying $850 million. That is also one of the better deals that we've seen. In Allegiant, it's a little bit 60-40. The public is paying $750 million. If you've ever been to Vegas and you pay the resort fee, a lot of that resort fee actually goes to help pay for Allegiant Stadium. The team contributed about $1.2 billion. If you look at Atlanta Stadium, the public contribution was $200 million, and the team gave up $1.3 billion. So you are going to help pay for the stadium in some capacity. Now, you also don't share in the profits and all of those kind of things, so I think you understand. But there is no place that you are going to be able to go in which you are not helping pay for it in some capacity. So if you were telling me that the large sum of the cost is going to be for the season ticket holders for the personal seat licenses, but you own that seat. So if they get WrestleMania, they get the Royal Rumble, they get all of these other things, then you will have the opportunity to get tickets to that first. And also, you're telling me that you're not going to put up a $200, $300 million for the actual structure of the stadium, but you're paying for the upkeep and the public transportation and the things that we all share in using. I don't know if you're really going to get too much of a better deal as a metropolitan than what it sounds like Denver got. I see a lot of you saying, wow, this seems like it was handled a lot better than it was in Kansas City. No question about that. They're also not trying to play Colorado against Utah. If there's only one place to work with, hey, we got to figure out a way to make this work. We're happy with the partnership between the city and the Broncos. We want you here. And there's really nowhere else for the Broncos to go. Denver's, what, a top 15 market? There's no market else that needs the NFL. So Denver, there's nowhere else to move. You're not going from Denver to Portland. You're not going from Denver to Salt Lake City or down to San Antonio or Austin. There was nowhere really for you to go, and there's only one group for you. Of course, you're out of way to make this work, and it sounds like Denver made it work. The only reason I'm bringing this up, the only reason we're talking...
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
About this is we are now staring at every other team in the Chiefs division is about to have a new stadium. So if you're Clark and you're going to these road games and you go to Allegiant that's hosted a Super Bowl, you go to SoFi that is hosted a Super Bowl. I'm not sure if Denver would be in that possibility. I know they're getting a new stadium. They're
with
also
the,
putting a
dome,
roof over.
Yeah, they're
putting
get
a
one.
Roof over. And I mean, the argument would be if Minneapolis got one and Minnesota got a Super Bowl. Why is Denver not eligible with a brand new stadium to get a Super Bowl that has a dome and has the ability? So all three of their stadiums in the AFC West, other than Kansas City, it looks like it is going to be equipped to be able to host the Super Bowl. There is no hosting the Super Bowl in your current structure. The only way that you can be in that position where you can host the Super Bowl is to build a brand new stadium in Kansas. That is the only way.
That is the only path for a Super Bowl. That does now. We've had these stadium conversations. They just feel like it's like what's that quote from True Detective? Time is a flat circle. I feel like we've been having these conversations for like 7 years.
This
now.
One actually feels a little bit different to me because this Broncos thing seems like it happened very quietly, very quickly. And this is a really, really good plan that was communicated to the public today. If you're a resident in Denver, Colorado, I just don't know how you can be upset about what happened. They're not moving. The only thing, and I think it also changes it for the fact of, again, that stadium is not 30 years old and they're already getting rid of it and they're already moving. But if you're not helping pay for the new stadium, I don't know how mad you can be about it.
Let me ask you this, and it's kind of hypothetical, but kind of in the line of what we're talking about, because the text line right now is talking about how the Chiefs should do this, no taxes, build their stadium. As a, let's just use Jackson County. Let's just say they stay. As a Jackson County resident, would you be willing to say, I'm not paying a tax, but paying for a PSL? Because it seems like, and everyone's applauding Denver for, hey, no public funding in their stadium. And that is no public funding. But it's kind of fun with words a little bit because PSLs are essentially a user tax, as we heard in the cut from 9 News in Denver. If you are a Jackson County resident, would you be willing to pay for a PSL as opposed to a sales tax extension to keep Arrowhead or update Arrowhead or renovate Arrowhead, whatever verbiage they're using?
I think you're about to get both of those, and I don't know
I think
if
you're
it
about
matters
to get
one
both
way
too.
Or the other.
I think actually no matter where the Chiefs goes, you're about to get both. But it feels like that's how Denver massaged their new stadium is. They're building downtown, and they're giving season ticket holders PSLs, which essentially is a tax, because now you got tickets to Monster Jam if you want them. They're built into your package, but you probably don't want them.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.